Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, y'all? This is time for episode 11 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm your host. I'm your boy. I'm the one, Z-Fly, right here in your ear, real clear, about to tell you about these hoes, okay? Now, you know what I'm saying? I just got to jump right into it because, you know what I'm saying? I'm so frustrated with these women that I can't even have things talk right. Now, let me tell you something right quick, y'all. Are y'all listening to me? These are grown women that's in Atlanta on this show, okay? The Real Housewives of Atlanta, episode 11. Okay, now we're in episode 11, and there's just so much stuff that's done happened that it's like, wow, are y'all serious? I don't know who to start with because they all a mess. So I'll start with Phaedra. You know, she's somewhat the calmest one of the group. But you know, y'all, as y'all remember in episode 10, you know, Nene, Chuck, and Phaedra, they all went to back to Athens, however you say it, to you know, to go to the Boys and Girls Club that Chuck is the mentor or coach of or something like that. But he don't need to be because if y'all remember the last episode, he talked so horrible about Candy and Phaedra that he don't need a mentor or a poodle. Because, you know what I mean, he just talked about them women like they want nothing. You know, like they were just, he just went through them anytime he went anywhere he wanted to, and they was all on his back, and they was after him. He was the big man on campus. He had the problem. Yeah, people who talk like that, they got problems. So I want y'all to notice that. When y'all see people like that in y'all life, and they act like they this, that, and the third, and they got it all, they have a problem. So, yeah, so he has a big problem. But anyway, so Phaedra, but, you know, but she, out of it all, she actually did enjoy herself because she admitted she was talking to Candy. And, you know, in episode 11, she was talking to Candy, and she was talking about, you know, how fun her and Nene had, and Candy looking like, when this happened, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nene ain't that same woman who says she don't know you. No, Phaedra, I don't know you. And I ain't that what she said. And now all of a sudden, they having good times together. But, I mean, really, I think it's about time because, you know, I think Phaedra came in season 3. And all this time, it took 3 seasons for Nene to somewhat, you know what I'm saying, throw Phaedra some friendly, you know, shade or whatever. I don't know. Some friendly shade. But anyway, so then, you know, of course, Phaedra had told Candy about, you know, the Chuck situation, you know, and what he said about them. And basically, you know, they was laughing at it. You know, Phaedra was like, you know, I don't want that man. And Candy was basically like, you know how Candy do her face, like, what? You know, she got that eyebrow up and that face all smushed up, and she looking like she crazy, like she just lost or something. And Candy just thought it was funny because, you know, according to Candy, you know, he was the one that was like, you know what I'm saying, really into her. Because, you know what I'm saying, she was the big mama on town. You know, she had a hit record out. She was in a group. She was writing songs, TLC, No Scrubs. She was big. So, basically, she's trying to say that, you know, he was on my jock. Basically, whoa. So, you know what I'm saying, like I said, Chuck, he ain't nobody. He just trying to make himself seem like he's somebody. Whose show is he on? He on their show. Dana owns his show. He's on their show trying to get some popularity, trying to get some points back. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get his business out there, what he do. A Boys and Girls Club, yeah. All right, so speaking of Candy, you know, her and Todd, they were going through a few things on this episode because, you know, Candy, she's trying to get her musical together. And Todd, he was actually the producer, you know what I'm saying, of it. You know, he's the one to help get things together. But he's starting to get kind of take interest in other jobs in New York, of all places. So, you know what I'm saying? Cause he wants, you know, I guess there's like some little jobs coming in. So he kind of tells Candy that he has another offer to do a TV show. And he quit, you know, as a producer on her job. you know, I mean, on the musical. So that kind of, you know, that kind of hurt her feelings because she's like, okay, wow, you know what I'm saying? But she got really emotional because basically she just felt like Todd would rather do other things than be with her. And what I really think it is, I just think that Todd is trying to get away from the drama, the blame, and the finger pointing. I really do. He ain't going to admit it because he's no fun, and that's how guys are. They're no fun. They won't tell how they really feel. But that's what it really is because, see, I mean, Mama Joyce don't like him. You know what I'm saying? She is blaming him for everything, blaming him for, you know, for the war, for cancer, for AIDS, you know what I'm saying, for sleeping with her friend, for being an opportunist. So, you know, he is a human being, and there's only so much that a person can take. So I really think that he's trying to take these jobs out of town to just kind of get away from it all. Kind of like with Peter. Remember with Peter, how like Cynthia's sister is staying with her, and Peter was like, oh, we need to get our own spot. I need to have a spot across town. You know what I'm saying? Because they want to get away from the situation. That's what it is. They want to get away from the situation. They don't know how to deal with stuff. They don't. They got to, oh, boy, they run from everything. I believe they run from their own shadow if it gives them a hard time. So that's what's going on with Candy. So hopefully her and Todd can get it on track because I actually do like them. Like I said, I honestly don't see Todd as being an opportunist. Obviously, these people see more than what I see on TV, but, I mean, I think that he's good for Candy, and, you know, hopefully that her eyes are open, and she don't want a man so bad that she'll take anybody. Candy, I guess, have together, too, because she's a mess. Anyway, now we're Kenya. We all met her dad. To her dad for the first time. He was at the airport. She went and picked him up or whatever. And let me tell you something. Her dad don't play no games because she took her dad back to her house, and he was not impressed by her house. Yeah. He thought the decorations was bad. It had too much of this, too less of that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how long it's been since they've seen each other, but I would think that it's been a while, and the first thing you talk about is my house. You worried about how my house looking instead of worrying about how I've been doing. Yeah, her dad is something now. He's a piece of work. So, you know, of course they got into, you know, the personal stuff, and she started talking about her upbringing and her mom and everything, and I tell you, you know, I really do feel bad for Kenya because, I mean, like I said before, it really do got to be tough to have a mom who don't even give you no recognition. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Don't even act like you don't exist. So it got to be tough. And then, you know, you see her, and that's your mom, and you know that's your mom, and y'all have no type of relationship. Y'all don't even got a bad relationship. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have no type of relationship. So I don't know. But at least she had something with her dad, at least, you know. So he does a piece of work. I can see where she get her own stuff from because she's a piece of work, too. So later on in that day, Nene and Cynthia, you know, they had came by to visit and meet her dad. And somehow it had got on about Kenya's dad saying something about he don't feel like a woman should tell a man what to do or something like that. You know, in other words, he's very closed-minded when it comes to women, and I think he was saying something like, you know, he feel like women should just be quiet or something. So Nene was like, well, you must never met me then, and cause you know, Nene gonna talk, and ain't nobody gonna shut her up. But yeah, so he just crazy, and you know, they get into Candy's play, and so Kenya trying to get Nene to do Candy's play, but y'all know how Nene Alice, she's big time Hollywood. I mean, she acting like she live, like, you know what I'm saying, next to, I don't know, somebody. But yeah, so Nene's like, oh, I don't want to do her little play or whatever. Nene's like, I might be really busy, but I gotta mind y'all again. Nene ain't got no job. New normal is council, and Glee, they only get her whenever they desperate for somebody else to play. So she ain't got nothing going on. So Nene, she's just walking around town acting like she got this. She ain't got no job. She, what she got right now is the Real Housewives of Atlanta, and she's lucky that she kept that. You know what I'm saying? Good thing she didn't get too big and think, hey, I don't need a housewives no more because I got the other two jobs, because we see the other two jobs did not come through for her. But, you know, and then she always trying to play Candy, talking about some, oh, I forgot what her last director name was, Ryan something. But she's saying, oh, why, you know, after working with Ryan such and such, why would I want to go work for a Candy Burris project? Well, for one thing, don't try to play Candy, okay? Now, she might can't get no album of her own to sell, but when she's working on other projects and stuff, they do very good, you know what I'm saying? Like, she writes music for many artists, many big-time artists do well, you know what I'm saying? She had her little show, The Candy Factory. That won't bout nothing, but, you know, but in other words, Candy, you know, Candy's really good. So, you know, Nene trying to downplay Candy, like, you know, she has some little small-time talk. But Candy ain't small-time. You know, she's not small-time. She has a business. So she's very business-minded. So Nene, she just, you know how Nene going to hate. Where is Nene business at? Does she got a business or something? What she got going on? Because she ain't got no job, I tell you that. All right, so let's talk about Portia. So now Portia, she is at, you know, so she met with her lawyer. Now she's trying to figure out, you know, what is she going to do about this divorce settlement? You know what I'm saying? You know, what is she going to get? You know, who's taking this, half this, whatever, whatever. So it's sad because Portia, she really don't want to be going through all this stuff. But guess what, Portia, you have to because the man don't want you. You can't keep talking about the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Look, the reality is the man has moved on. He probably ain't thinking about you. You think he's sitting at home sad? No. He's packing your stuff up quick, fast, in a hurry, and shipping them off to you if they broke, if they whatever. Look, he don't want you. So you need to stop doing what you're doing and stop making yourself seem weaker than what we already know that you are. I'm sick of every time I have an episode, every time I had the reviews, I keep talking about Portia, how weak she is. I ain't seen an episode yet where she's strong. Okay, now some of y'all might say that you're being very insensitive. She's going through a divorce. Okay, fine. Okay, yeah, she's going through a divorce, but at the same time, she can't die. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she had to pick herself up. And why is she so sad anyway? Because it ain't like she had the best marriage. You know what I'm saying? We all know that on the outside, she was trying to act like she had a good life. But in the inside, she knew how it really was, and she knew it wasn't good. So why is she so sad? She needs to stop being a ridiculous. She's ridiculous. I'm telling you right now that the girl is ridiculous. She's ridiculous. So I don't understand why she's so sad. Why is she so sad? You know, I would love to interview her, get her on my show, the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, interview Portia, and I'm going to ask her, why are you so sad that a man is divorcing you who never loved you and that you knew that you had to have some inkling that he didn't care for you because he treated you like a dog. Actually, he probably treat the dog better than you. He treated you like, a minion or something. Like, why? What is wrong with you? I just want to ask her that question. Like, what kind of brain do you got? I, that's all I want to know. Anyway. So Phaedra and Candy, later on, they came to visit Portia, you know, in her new house or whatever. And she had her to tell the girl that she feels there is no reconciliation with Cordell. Well, duh. I mean, is all this girl going to keep saying she don't think, I don't feel, oh, this is how I feel? You know, well, let me tell you something. It's done. It's nada. It's zilch. You can close that chapter in your book. Close that chapter of Cordell in your life. He's not coming back to you. He don't want you. In all honesty, he probably thinks that you're an embarrassment to the female gender. You know what I'm saying? Because you don't really have a mind of your own. You're not a strong woman. And you're very weak. So, yeah, he's not going back to you, girl. You might as well get over yourself. But anyway, so let me see. Yeah, that was basically with them. So, you know, they was looking at Portia. But I said one thing. They claim that Portia lived way out there. Well, if she lived way out there, that means Nene lived way out there, too, because Portia moved close to Nene. And Nene, she probably, and I guess they both live way out there somewhere. They're making sure they far out from Atlanta, so can't nobody come see them. Anyway, but Cynthia, talking about Cynthia. Okay, so Cynthia, you know, since she was having her thing, her sister is staying with her, Mallory. She needs to stay with her for 2 months. She's in town for a while, so she needs to stay with her sister for about 2 months. Peter is not liking it. Peter don't like it because he felt that Cynthia didn't tell him. Okay, well, I know I keep saying this, but Peter, you didn't tell Cynthia about the car. And some of y'all may think I'm crazy, but look, to me, I think that's big. I mean, come on now, you're married, and your spouse is out buying houses and cars and all kinds of stuff, and don't notify you. I mean, come on now, how would y'all feel? So that's her sister. Yes, you know, maybe she could have ran it by you, but at the same time, you don't really respect her. So that's why I'm not even going to get on Cynthia, because you don't respect her. So you don't respect her, you get no respect. Right. Then, you know, Mallory had opened her mouth and she brought up about their sexless marriage. I mean, their sexless relationship. Oh, Lord. Now, Mallory knows she should never brought up that, because now Cynthia's like, I mean, Peter's like, well, Dad, you know, Cynthia's telling her everything or whatever. But he just got to get over it. He just got to get over it. I mean, get over it, whatever, next. So anyway, so Cynthia, her and Mallory, they had to do like a little jewelry party, because I think Mallory, she sells like jewelry or whatever. So you know what I'm saying? The ladies came together for the little jewelry party, and Portia came over. And she was just talking about how, like, you know, she lives near Nene, but hasn't told her anything. Now y'all remember, in past episodes, Nene just feels that Portia's not a good friend, and that Nene is always the one that's having to help Portia, but Portia never helps Nene. So now Portia is living very close to Nene, and haven't even told Nene, you know what I'm saying, you know, that she lived close to her. So I don't know how this is going to work out. But you know, the ladies, they was talking about Mallory or whatever. And at first, you know, Kenya, she met Mallory and she was so happy to see her. But then Mallory started talking about how, you know, she staying with Cynthia for 2 months. And so they was like, oh, okay, well, you know, we'll, you know, and Peter's mad. And she was like, okay, well, you know, did you let him know? And she was like, no, I just showed up because that's how we do. She's like, you know, there's been times Cynthia showed up at my house and didn't call. She just showed up and stayed. And she said, that's how we do or whatever. So Phaedra was like, okay. But then here comes Kenya. Kenya was like, Kenya, she butt into the conversation. And then she set in on Mallory quick. She was like, Mallory, now you know you wrong for that. She's like, you know, how are you just going to, you know what I'm saying, coming to somebody's house and you don't really let them know. You know, you don't give them a heads up. She said, you know, it'd be one thing if, like, you're staying a weekend. She said, but, you know, you're trying to stay for 2 months. She said, you ain't staying a week. So Mallory just felt that Kenya was just agitating the situation. So she was like, can you just please mind your business? This is family business and stuff like that. So then Kenya and Mallory, they was going back and forth for a little bit. I was like, okay, wow. Mallory, she was very offended. So she just wanted Kenya to kind of pipe down, mind your business. You know what I'm saying? I ain't staying with you, so why are you worried about it? You know? And that's true. Like, Kenya, she had, like, I mean, she has to be in everybody's business. Like, is she trying to get paid more or something? Like, so, you know, sometimes I would really love to know what is the qualifications to be on this show. Like, the more drama you get, the more drama you cause, the more money you get. Because Kenya has been causing a lot of drama this season. She's in people's business that she shouldn't even be in their business. She opened her mouth and ain't got nothing to do with her. So I'm just wondering, like, you know. Anyway, but so basically, Portia, you know, she was just telling people that, you know, she don't want Nene to know about her living arrangements yet, because she plans that, you know, she's gonna make it, like, you know, make it a surprise or whatever. So she told Candy and Phaedra not to tell or whatever. And why does Kenya got to be listening in? So, how did it happen? I think Phaedra was talking to Nene, and they were talking about, they was, oh, yeah, you know, I got a friend that stays out there near you. And Nene was like, who? And I think Kenya said, Portia. And Nene was like, how long has she been out there? And Kenya was like, I don't know, you have to ask her. And then she walks, and then she twirls off. Oh, messy cell. So then, of course, you know, now Nene's going to confront Portia, and she just told Portia that, you know, how are you going to live that close to me, and you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't let me know or nothing. She said, you know, you are a bad friend, and you know what, I don't really care about you right now, whatever. So, of course, Portia, that hurt Portia's feelings. She walks off, and, you know, I tell you, that Portia, she was always just crying. Like the girl, she really got to stop crying. I mean, she making herself look like the biggest baby on reality TV. She just sits there and cries. And, I mean, she don't have a backbone. She don't have a backbone at all. So, anyway, so then, you know, Cynthia goes up there and try to help her out or whatever, kind of try to console her or whatever. And Nene just looking like, oh, here we go again with these women crying all the time. And Kenya thinks that Portia is overdoing it with the crying. And I did, too. I'm like, really, girl? Like, you know how Nene talk, so why are you crying? But Portia kept saying that, you know, she's having a bad day. She's letting that man ruin her day. Can y'all believe that? She's letting Cordell ruin her. She's at an event. You know, she's going to be buying jewelry. And she's worried about a Cordell and a divorce and all this other stuff she's going through. She should be living her life to the fullest. She should be happy that Cordell did her the favor and left her. But no, but she's sad. She had to really love that man. But you know what? I think she just loved the lifestyle. I do. Because she has to be now, you know, I call Portia a lot of things. But to love Cordell and how he treated her, she had to be stupid to love that way somebody treated her. But I don't know. But then again, maybe she did, because you know, in her crazy mentality, she think that's how a wife's supposed to be. A wife should get treated badly by her husband. A wife should be demeaned and degraded by her husband. So maybe she missed all that. Maybe she think he ain't do nothing wrong. Yeah, she crazy. So anyway, so then later, you know, Nene had came in there and she talked to Portia and she just explained that it takes two to be friends and that, you know, she wanna start over and she didn't mean to hurt her and she's sorry and all that kind of good stuff. So after, you know, and then after that, you know, Portia, she was good, she was okay or whatever. But anyway, that's episode 11, y'all. That's right. So as y'all know, I'm about to call her Kentia. What's wrong with me? I'm about to call Candy Kentia. All right, so Candy. You know, Todd told her that he had an offer for a TV show, so he quit her project or whatever. And that made her sad. Portia, you know, she talked to her lawyer about about the divorce settlement. You know, who's gonna get what? You know what I'm saying? She was talking to Phaedra and Candy about it, and you know, she was just thinking that, you know, that Cordell definitely doesn't want to reconcile or nothing. Kenya, she picked up her dad from the airport, you know, mingled with him. Nene and Cynthia met him. He was a hot mess. You know, Phaedra, you know, she admitted to Candy that, you know, she really did have a good time with Nene. So Cynthia, you know, she's still going back and forth with it between Peter and her sister Mallory, because Mallory is staying with them for a while, so making Peter mad. And then, you know, Mallory threw like a little jury prod party, and it was nice until Kenya wanted to get in Mallory's business, telling her that you don't need to stay in your sister's house that long. Mallory told her to mind her business. Then Kenya once again wanted to get into Portia's business and spill the beans about that she lives close to Nene. That's none of her business. Nene gets mad, fusses the girl out, the girl cry, Nene got her apologize. So that was episode 11 in a nutshell right there, a pure mess. And a mess is spelled Kenya. So I'm telling y'all right now, so there you have it. All right, y'all, thank y'all so much for keeping it hot or keeping it locked as I keep it hot. Be sure to hit me up on my Twitter at RealHotFresh and Facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Episode 12 is on the way, so I hope you all are enjoying my reviews, and there's more to come. So just keep it locked to FLY Radio. I am your boy Z Fly. Until next time, peace.